Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded at our online reflective prayer, which takes place each Monday and Wednesday at 9:15. The full recording can be found on our Facebook page. Today, our reflection is from our curate, the Reverend David Wilkie, entitled, There is No Condemnation in Christ.
We now have 2 Chronicles 34:19 to the end, read by our Old Testament hero, Marilyn. She's got some tricky names this morning.
When the king heard the words of the law, he tore his clothes. Then the king commanded Hilkiah, Ahikam, son of Shaphan, Abdon, son of Micah, the secretary, Shaphan, and the king's servant, Azariah, go, inquire of the Lord for me, for those who are left in Israel and in Judah, concerning the words of the book that has been found, for the wrath of the Lord that is poured out on us is great, because our ancestors did not keep the word of the Lord to act in accordance with all that is written in this book. So Hilkiah and those whom the king had sent went to the prophet Huldah, the wife of Shallum, son of Tokath, son of Hazra, keeper of the wardrobe, who lived in Jerusalem in the second quarter, and spoke to her to that effect. She declared to them, Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, tell the man who sent you to me, Thus says the Lord, I will indeed bring disaster upon this place and upon its inhabitants. All the curses that are written in the book that was read before the king of Judah, because they have forsaken me and have made offerings to other gods, so that they have provoked me to anger with all the works of their hands. My wrath will be poured out on this place and will not be quenched. But as to the king of Judah, who sent you to inquire of the Lord, thus shall you say to him, Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, regarding the words that you have heard, because your heart was penitent and you humbled yourself before God when you heard his words against this place and its inhabitants, and you have humbled yourself before me and have torn your clothes and wept before me, I also have heard you, says the Lord. I will gather you to your ancestors, and you shall be gathered to your grave in peace. Your eyes shall not see all the disaster that I will bring on this place and its inhabitants. They took the message back to the king. Then the king sent word and gathered together all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem. The king went up to the house of the Lord with all the people of Judah, the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the priests and the Levites, all the people, both great and small. He read in their hearing all the words of the book of the covenant that had been found in the house of the Lord. The king stood in his place and made a covenant before the Lord to follow the Lord, keeping his commandments, his decrees, and his statutes with all his heart and all his soul, to perform the words of the covenant that were written in this book. Then he made all who were present in Jerusalem and in Benjamin pledge themselves to it. And the inhabitants of Jerusalem acted according to the covenant of God, the God of their ancestors. Josiah took away all the abominations from all the territory that belonged to the people of Israel, and made all who were in Israel worship the Lord their God. All his days, they did not turn away from following the Lord, the God of their ancestors. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Marilyn. Well done, that's a long reading. We now have Romans 8, 1 to 11. Thanks, Fabian.
There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do, by sending his own son in the likeness of a sinful flesh, and to deal with sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, so that the just requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on the things of the Spirit. To set the mind on the flesh is death, but to set the mind on the Spirit is life and peace. For this reason, the mind that is set on the flesh is hostile to God. It does not submit to God's law. Indeed, it cannot. Those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh. You are in the Spirit, since the Spirit of God dwells in you. Anyone who doesn't have the Spirit of Christ doesn't belong to him. But if Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, the Spirit is life because of righteousness. And if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his Spirit that dwells in you. It is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. So some really rich readings this morning, from Psalms and Chronicles, and Romans. The Chronicles verse is this discovery of this holy book, and they rediscover the laws, and the king is repentant, and then God says, you know, to him that he won't suffer the disaster that will come in his lifetime, and so he devotes himself to the king. It's this incredible story of the people throughout Chronicles and throughout Kings of coming close to God and then rebelling, and then coming close to him and rebelling, and that goes on and on. And where will this end? How will this cycle of like knowing God, not knowing God, up and down, how will it break? What, when will it change? And it changes in Jesus. So here we have in Romans 8. And it Tom Wright describes this passage as like a flower. And so he says the first sentence is like the bud. And it's all so rich. Every sentence is incredibly rich in it. So as you see a bud, and it says, you know, there is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And you could just hold on to that. That is the shoot. That is the start of the new growth. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Then the next bit, the law of the Spirit, the life, is to set you free from the law of sin. You know, it's starting to open. What does this mean? No condemnation. It means that you're free. And then it starts to open a bit more. For God has done what the law, weakened by flesh, could not do. He sends his own son. And Paul starts to explain why there's no condemnation, why you're free. It's because of Jesus to deal with sin. And it opens and opens and opens about this life of flesh and life of the Spirit until we see a beautiful flower. And that is, a lot of Romans passages are like that. They're so condensed that you just have to like take your time with it and go slow with it. And see actually what chimes with you. And this morning for me, it's this idea of the flesh and the Spirit. So we are, we cannot serve two masters at the same time. It's the famous verse where you feel like, you know, if you're heading in one direction, you can't be heading in the other direction at the same time. So this idea of the flesh is maybe you're living for the aspiration, you know, for the affirmation of others. You're living so that others might see you as better. Or you're living for money. You're going after that. You're looking for money in its own right. And that starts as maybe wanting something or wanting prosperity, but it grows and grows in your life into greed and its own master. Or maybe you're driven by something else, by an abusive past, or you're driven by something that's affected you, made you as taking control of you. You're dependent on something. And this is like the flesh. It's you're going in one direction. And if you're doing that, you can't be following Jesus at the same time, because in Jesus, there is no condemnation. Now, often there's things of the flesh starts with condemnation. You look through your social media, you look through the news, you look through the adverts that, you know, we hit like 500 adverts a day into us. I don't even know how that happens, but it does on average. And that, for me, if I come off Facebook or whatever, I'm often left with a slight jarring of my spirit. I'm comparing myself to others. How is their life compared to mine? How prosperous are they compared to me? What do they have that I want? You know, all these kind of things. And that's what advertisements very much geared around. It ends up making you feel condemned. But there is no condemnation in Jesus Christ. Just start there. Start with that bud. Hang on to that. And then go further and see what is it that God wants to do through your life. The fact that Jesus has come and forgiven us. Even though we were nailing him to the cross, he forgave us. And that's the incredible breaking of this cycle where we keep going away from him, back to him. We are in Christ now, for those who believe. And I know sometimes it will feel like you're close to God, and other times it will feel like you're far away. But are we looking to him? Are we heading in that direction towards Jesus? So taking that, I don't know how the prayers this morning connect with that. Maybe they do, but I really want to pray for Nottingham this morning and the two students that were killed and the 50-year-old man as well. And just the tragedy of that senseless lost life. And then I also want to pray. I read a story yesterday in Africa. I can't even remember the country, but there's a cult, a Christian cult, that had the leader had changed the message into one that, you know, Christ was coming soon. On the 15th of April, he told those followers, and to get to heaven, they had to starve themselves to death. And they're exhuming the mass grave now, and they're discovering up to 600. It's 300 so far, but they're expecting up to 600 people being discovered in mass starvation, including women, children, and men. And the leader is in jail at the moment. But how can this message of, like, no condemnation of life? And so often this idea of the flesh and the spirit is separated, isn't it? You need to, it's like the Gnostic movement in the early church. So you need to condemn the flesh. You need to get rid of the flesh. You need to do that. And often Christians and other people have twisted the message so that it's no longer good news for your body. It's like treating it as the evil thing and the spirit the good thing. And that's not true, because Jesus came in flesh. Jesus was wholly human, wholly God, and he had a body. And I didn't see him mistreating it. So I want to pray for them. I want to pray for that when the Christian message is being contorted or twisted, actually, to be on guard against that, and to always come with humility, like in the Old Testament, to come before God with humility. So let's pray. Lord God, we come to you this morning knowing that there is real darkness in this world, that the devil is at work, the prince of lies. And Lord, we speak against that. We act against that, and we live against that. Lord, would you help us to be bearers of your light and your truth? Lord, the things we look at, the things that we take into our heart, Lord, would you help us to just dwell on those things that are lovely, dwell on those things that are beautiful, those things that give us light, so that we might shine your light out to others. Help us to look away when it's things that are damaging to us. Help us not to compare ourselves. Help us not to seek after the things that are destroying us. Now, God, we stand beside those who are grieving today. For the city of Nottingham, for the families of these two students and this man, the senseless loss of life there. Lord, would you comfort them? Would you bring your peace into that area where there's anger, Lord? Would you somehow bring your peace? I go for the story I read yesterday. I wish I had the details for people, but the when your message is twisted, when what it was light and life becomes darkness and death. Lord, I pray against that. Lord, would you help your leaders to be people who are bearers of good news? Help us take the life of Jesus seriously and not just take words out of context. Father, you died for us so that we might fully live. And you rose again to show that death is not the end. Lord, I pray for those who are following a message that is wrong, Lord, who are taken prisoner, who are oppressed by it, who have been brainwashed, who are dependent on a community that is maybe not a good one. Lord, would you be the rescuer? Would you be the healer? Amen.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website, www.stjamestaunton.co.uk, and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.